While women's beach volleyball may mysteriously be garnering the majority of television coverage from Athens, the Olympics yesterday saw many exciting developments both on and off the fields of play. Some today, too, as well. Joining us now for an overview is NPR correspondent Howard Berkus in Athens. Good to have you back, Howard.
Thanks for having me, Neil.
Let's start on the darker side of things with the latest chapter in the mysterious case of two Greek sprinters who missed their drug test last week and then showed up at a local hospital claiming to have been in a motorcycle accident. They've now withdrawn from the games.
They have. Kostas Kanderas and Katerina Tano took themselves out of the games, turned in their credentials along with their coach. That happened yesterday. This was on the verge of being eliminated by the International Olympic Committee from any Olympic competition and being sanctioned perhaps beyond that. But yes, they've taken themselves out of the game. There's a criminal investigation underway here to see whether they really were in a motorcycle accident, which they claim, and whether or not they lied to investigators in reporting that accident.
And we've had a couple of curious incidents involving appeals of timing decisions and judges' decisions that have been reversed, thrown back, thrown up in the air. First yesterday in the equestrian event, the team event, Germany appeared to have won. Then there was an appeal by France, which had gotten the silver medal. The Germans were docked some time points, and then an appeal, and they were restored to the gold medal.
And then just this evening here in Athens, Aaron Pearsall of the United States appeared to have easily won the 200-meter breaststroke. The 200-meter backstroke, won by 15 feet, mm-hmm. Broke the Olympic record, and he's doing an interview on television, a victory interview, and all of a sudden the judge says he needs to be disqualified because his flip turn was improper. The USA Swimming immediately protested, and the International Swimming Federation, after taking a look again at the race, overruled the judges, restored the gold medal to Aaron Pearsall. This is sort of the ongoing kind of problem with the judging in Olympic sport. It is judging after all. Sometimes what we see doesn't quite jive with what the judges see, and this has been an ongoing problem over time, but it's inherent in these events in which you have humans making decisions about whether athletes did the right thing or not. Mm.
USA men's basketball team, having a little trouble living up to the hype. They struggled today to win their game against Australia, but there is another American team which is absolutely living up to every bit of hype, the U.S. women's softball team.
I think, let's you and I agree that we will retire the name Dream Team as it applies to those basketball players and put it where it really belongs, and that's with the U.S. women's softball team. These players have won 76 straight games, 5 straight one-hitters. Every game here in Athens has been a shutout. They've been winning by such great margins that they end these games early so as not to embarrass the other team. There's a rule for that in women's softball in the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. The mercy rule.
Yeah, the mercy rule, right. And I was asking my colleague here, Tom Goldman, who knows everything there is to know about sport, if there was any team out there that that could beat these women, and he said the New York Yankees. But but they have played an exhibition game against major leaguers, and these women struck out Major League Baseball players. They are good. They're fun to watch. We're anxiously here watching every game to see, you know, how long this streak is going to continue, how good they can continue to be.
Mm. Jenny Finch, who's on TV, I guess, every week, striking out major leaguers on that TV show. Briefly, Howard, you got the chance yesterday to go to Olympia, the site of the ancient Olympic Games, where they had the shot put competition. Again, there was lots of controversy there. But tell us a little bit just about the ritual. It must have been an amazing moment.
It was. The athletes walked in and exited the ancient Olympic Stadium through the archway and tunnel that athletes did thousands of years ago. They performed on the same playing field that the athletes did back then, a playing field that has rings of stone around it, stone that has been there for thousands of years. It was a wonderful connection between the ancient and the modern in the Olympics, a connection that the athletes said didn't have any impact on their performance, but affected them as they walked around before the competition and had some sense of what it was like to be there perhaps thousands of years ago.
Howard Berkus, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
Howard Berkus, NPR's correspondent, or one of them, in Athens, where he's covering the games of the 28th Olympiad. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.